spoken numerous times. It's always good to speak about it whenever you have the opportunity. And it's just unbelievable, such a powerful word, such a parasha. The Medrash, Chazal bring down. The Pasuk says, in this week's parasha, before we get to the Pesukim, the Maisa, if we go around the room right now, and we'd ask everybody, from where does it come? From where does it come? This Iyun, that people are Koifer in the Mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the Koifer? The person doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You call him a Koifer. He's Koifer in the Mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the passages we would see that most of it obviously it comes from Be'er HaShkofa, it's Be'er Deis. That's Mefur, a little mixed up. He read a Be'er article. He was in the, you know, he went on the website. Someone said, you know, press different buttons, and this rabbi came up. She looked very nice, and he started listening to her sermon at the congregation, Oyev Noshim, and the Maisa. And the Maisa, saying he's looking to our drasha. Rabbi Susan Berman, the head of the brotherhood, the sisterhood, and the motherhood, whatever it is. She's for sure a hood. But anyway, the kid says so. He heard the Rebbe and Susan Birnbaum's drasha about, you know, love of man and why the bad things happen to good people. And all these types of narishkeit and mamish. This person has to be wary, by the way. Like one of my community just came and said he was glanced at the website and had a shiur for a rabbi. And he got on and there was kfir on it. You have to be very careful. Just goes on the Jewish website. You have to know. And the guy says rabbi before his name. And like Stanley Blackstone, you know, the rabbi of the, you know, the Harlem Street Shul. And he's mamish, you know, he'd get on and do this big thing and he's dashing away about JC. And the Maisa, it's not the JCC in Baltimore. Anyway, the kids are, but the Maisa, so you have to be very careful. But you would say that, right? About it comes to reading articles, hearing drushes, and all these things, but it's got fear. In this week's parasha, we learn an unbelievable chiddush of Baisak. Of where does kfira come from? The positive, the Chazal say, unbelievable Zah. Paro, he said the words, Mi Hashem. Who is Hashem? Who is Hashem? Those are Paro's words. Mi Hashem, Sheshma, Bakoilo. Such Milim, Rabbi Zah. It's, you know, I think it's clear that who is Hashem? So we would think that Paro wasn't brought up right. You know, he went to PS 121. They didn't teach him about too much about it. Taught him about the Sphinx and the guy. They didn't teach him about God. So that's where he got it from. That's where he came to be a Koifer. But Chazal say much different. Chazal say, Amir Pelo de Gazach. Kol a Koifer b'toivosoi shel chaveiroi, who's ever Koifer in the toiva of his friend, soifoi lichbar b'toivosoi shel chaveiroi baruch. The me of the lo yoda es Hashem, so Chazal was the Paro who was lo yoda es Yosef. Or the Chazal also asked for kilo yoda es Yosef. That Paro led to Hashem lo yoda es Hashem. Meaning to say such a powerful word, but that a person does not recognize the toy voice that's being done with him constantly. He doesn't recognize toivas that are being done. So he said, I can't be koifer in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a powerful word of us. The kfir on Hashem could come not only from Deus Reis, from Midas Reis. From not being a koifer, not being a makir toiv. from not being a person that recognizes Tavis, from not being a person that acknowledges Tavis, from not being a person that understands that a toy is being done with. That's such a powerful word. That's why I wanted to say this verse also. This week I saw in one of the countries that they brought down for the Michtam Melio, who today is your side of Destin. A powerful word. Where does it stem? The soy of a person that's not coughing, that's his coughing toy, he's not makir toy. Where does it stem from? Who's the people that are makir toy, that are able to give, who show gratitude to someone else? Who says they acknowledge that someone does something? Where's the midah come from? So that's such a powerful word. Such a powerful word. I had to say it over. Such a powerful word, especially since you're inside. He said the koyach that a person's kofui the toiv, he doesn't acknowledge toiv that's doing done, comes from koyach hanatil of a person. A person that's a taker. He's a full taker. That's the midah. He's a taker. He cares about three people. He, himself, and I. Not me, but him. But who's you? Whatever. Anyway, you'll figure it out later. But anyway, he cares about himself, he, himself, and I. He cares about only himself. He's a taker. And therefore, he can't show a curse at toiv. Because he believes that everything is coming to him. He's supposed to get it. He lives his life that he's supposed to have everything. Everything's supposed to be coming to him. And therefore, the whole world's there to service him. He's the focal point of the whole world. He's the agenda of the whole world. And therefore, everything's coming to him. And therefore, he's always taking. And therefore, he never feels that he has to give back. He's always taking. Masha'en came. The koyach of HaKoras HaToyv comes from a koyach HaNesina. The person realizes that he has to give back. He has to give back. He's gotten something. He's received something. He has to give back. The person that wants to take doesn't want to recognize he has to give back because he's a taker. He's not a giver. He's afraid to recognize that. So he's caught for the toy. But the person who is a noisem. So he doesn't have a problem giving a curse of toy. So he always realizes that he's gotten something and he's ready to give back for it. But the person who is a noitel, who person taka only believes that he's supposed to be getting, he's supposed to receive, he's supposed to get it, and he only wants to take from others, so when he receives, he doesn't want to say he's covered the toilet. He hides it, covers it up. It's meaning the soid, and it becomes a murder of a person. The soid of the Bria, as the Ramban says, was for a person to come into the base measures of the world and give okay, holy daughter, crush my car's authority. And the soid of the Bria was Adam Chasin Bonnes. In the Yisoyah Briya, Hoidah and Chesed is one and the same. Because Hoidah is Be'etzem, the expression of HaToiv that I was God, I give Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank Him for creating me. And only a person that's a noise saying can do that. And the Tachlis of the Briya was Adam Chesed Yibana. The Tachlis of the Briya was being a noise saying to be a giver. The tachal is to give back if you got something for somebody else. And the chas v'shon is just a hetach abriya, to be a kofui toy. It's the hetach of the ganz abriya. That could be the hakpada on Odom HaRishon, like Kosh Baruch said, when he was a snake, the biggest thing, he said that you were a kofui toy. HaRishon, Shem Yisrael Tim Moni. Over the mice, how far it goes, over that a person can become a kofui toy, he doesn't learn to learn the toiva of his friend. And that dover is partial of himself. Because your friend you see, your friend you attack and recognize, because it's both something that we obviously know that's there, but it's hard for us to see him. I don't see him. It's hard for us to feel him, and we have to work on it. So if you have a hard time expressing a curse of toy, it's something that you know, you see, and it's out there. So certainly you have a hard time expressing a curse of toy, certainly this is, but the person works the opposite way. Of expressing that Baruch Hashem, of thanking people, of feeling gratitude, of feeling that Baruch Hashem people are giving me, I want to give back to them. That he's going to be able to become to the midah of Hagadah of thanking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. That's why the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that a person has to work on so seriously, very, very seriously, because it's not just a mid, another mid toiva. If you were, that's the saying, if you were saying, if you saw it, how you saw this, of the Ganze Bria, and the Dante Chefs of a person was created for, to show toiv, to give back toiv, to be a native, as well as. To be a native, that was a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world to be a native, and we have to learn how to be a native to somebody, especially that didn't toiv with us. According to the Goin, giving back a toiva, that someone to use, not even toiva, it's an MS. It's an MS. It's chesed, it's only to give back more, the difference from the Goin. But in this Yisrael, the Boisai, learning how to give back, the Boisai, learning how to express the words of toiv, learning how to express to somebody else a thank you, the Boisai. Not, and really, how much we should feel indebted for somebody who does the slightest toiva for us. For somebody who does the slightest toiva to us, how a person has to feel indebted. He has to now work on his koyach, on his sinu now, to give back to that person. And chas v'shom, he doesn't show. And chas v'shom, to hurt somebody who did such toivas with him, Rabbi said, the problem is we don't think, Rabbi said. We're constantly getting toivas from people. We get toivas from Rabbein, we get toivas from parents, we get toivas from friends, we get toivas from all the time, Rabbi said. And you can see a guy that got a toiv from somebody else, and later on the guy's fighting with that guy, spits in his face, puts him down, and the Maisa puts in the fact that that's an avid to cause pain to somebody else. But to cause pain to someone who gave you a toiva, to cause sad to someone who gave you a toiva, someone who was native with you, it's disgusting. It's mamish disgusting. Someone was native with you, you have to think, you have to sit down and someone was native with you in a strong way, you have to be totally indebted to the person. You have to go down and lick his toe and lick his shoes. That's what it's really supposed to do. But to go and put sad to that person, because then it's sad and to be knowing, to live with that Eretz such a person, it's a pelvic of the Gazavabas. But the child is we forget, of course, oh, remember, okay, very nice, we say thank you very much. And that's also Milo. Some guys don't even say thank you. When things are done for guys in Shiva, what do you mean? My father paid tuition. Yeah. With your tuition, we could buy maybe the Bobby bins. Maybe we could buy some plastic knives, more plastic knives, some toilet paper. The Mai says, but even if a guy gives a nice to it, that's not Kodesh HaToiv. To Rabbah, maybe the Chayav of Mabor, then a person has to show a Kodesh HaToiv to a Rebbe, to a staff member, to the cook. You know, I like the food, I don't like the food. But they think you like the food, you had a nor from somebody, you have to show a Kodesh HaToiv. You know, we only learn to complain. The only other thing, Rabbi said, it's a hashchos in the midos. It means that we're noitlin. We're not noisman. It means we don't want to recognize the Torah because we feel we're entitled to it. And Rabbi said, it's hashchos in muchlachis. The story of the whole mitzvahs of Yehudah, Rabbi said, of the mitzvahs of the Greek, that comes from Ukraine, and especially Yehudin. We're called Yehudim Hashem Yehuda. Hapam oides Hashem. That's our mitzvahs, that's our essence, Rabbi said. If we don't learn to show HaKadosh HaToiv, we miss the boat. And HaKadosh HaToiv, as we always spoke out, it means to recognize the Toiv. You know, to say thank you, you have to, you know, burp up a thank you, you know, while you're eating the good meal, the rabbitsin or somebody made, you finally got a nice thank you. It's also, again, it's a milder voice. But it's a much, much greater thank you when a person thinks for a second what he got, what he received. What was truly that the person went into it? It's an exercise for life, Rabbi Yisrael. You go for supper, Mr. Hashem, when you get married, and you go on your plate, it's four different things, Rabbi Yisrael. The bill for the electricity, the bill for the on your plate is four different things: mashed potatoes, piece of chicken, some nice pie that you made. I think, so, you know, you supper, you pour very nice. If you burped a few times, if you excuse yourself. Said, don't you have anything to say? Oh, thank you so much. And you walk out, climb out, and you go to the your favorite room, to the restroom, to read the paper now for an hour. Shalom Bayis 101. Anyway, for the Maisa, a true Amisa, Kodesh HaToiv, boy, say, it's not the thing about just the chicken. It's the thing about the chicken, how long it takes, what you put into it, everything that she's had, all the different things, what you make it tasty for you. And then the mashed potatoes were separate, and then the dessert was separate. Everything was a separate thing, Rabbi said. And to think how much time was put into it. Sometimes a woman could work, especially when she's newly married, for hours to prepare a nice meal, and, you know, in less than a quarter of a second. He got the thank you out, Baruch Hashem. He went to one of the, at least the first week, he got it out. 2 weeks later, forget about that. But he got out the thank you, but to think really deep in how much was done for you. You go into your drawer, and there it is, your laundry's all done. Mamish, everything's folded so neat. On this thing's over here, and not the socks and the shirts and everything so neat. Thank you for doing my laundry. But you did each thing, she ironed the shirts. And this was done, the whites were done, set with the blacks. And that's it, everybody said, it was Mamish apartheid over here. And Mamish, you did thank her for the apartheid, the whites and the whites were done separately. You think into it, Hakaras HaTorah, everybody says, a mistake in the Pirush HaMila, is Hakaras HaTorah means to recognize, to Mamish to understand what was done, the Torah that was done for me. And it comes from me of being humble, that somebody's being native with me. I'm not supposed to get it. Everyone, oh yeah, this, I'm complaining, this is not good, and that's no good, and this, and this is that. And then he comes home, he doesn't like this, but she makes some good, this I don't like, that I don't like. Where's that chorus at toy? Where's that chorus at toy? The recognition of all the toy that the person's trying to do for you is trying to do and doing with you. Yeah, of course, I said thank you last night. Tonight's a different night. Oh, a course of thought means analyzing, thinking it. And the person that does you put on a pedestal. And you don't think for 1 second to hurt that person because they did so much time with you. And to feel so indebted to that person. What can't you do for that person? He asked you to go, I'll run to America for you. I'll run down the block, I'll do anything for you. What you did for me, the meat of Akkor HaZatoyim is the Rabbi Yisai. The Yisoy HaYisoy is Rabbi Yisai. If we learn it, if we work on it with our friends Rabbi Yisai, and the Eiz Hashem, our relationship with Akkor HaZatoyim will get better Rabbi Yisai. Those who have problems showing Akkor HaZatoyim to their parents, to their friends, to their Rebbe's, to everybody else, there's a problem there in the relationship with Akkor HaZatoyim, guaranteed this. Those who work on Akkor HaZatoyim, to perfect the Midah, to realize that Akkor HaZatoyim is giving, and we have to be givers! And we have to give back. The Eiz Hashem Yisborach, our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is under relationships. All G'dolei Olam Rabbah perfected this Midah to the extreme. Going to thank cooks, speaking to cooks of Moshe. You see in the book how much he was mechaber the cooks of the yeshiva and how much he gave him a hoidah and everything for the things that they did and how much every single person that did a toiv of him. How much was it? Person felt that Ramesh was giving them a Akkor HaZatoyim. Person, and we go out of the way. People, because the oil would go out of the way. There was a Mordi Yid, Rav Shalom Eisen. There was a Gemalda Yid Yerushalayim. When a Blazer Yudel was making a bar mitzvah for his grandson or something like that, the guy was on his mama's death, they couldn't get out of his bed. They carried him on a chair to the near to come to participate in the bar mitzvah of Blazer Yudel's grandson. So someone asked him, what's he working so hard? What's he so exerting himself to go to the bar mitzvah of the Blazer? He said, when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, Blazer Yudel opened the mirror and he paid people to learn there. And he gave me a paycheck in the first few years, a few months, whatever. I said, somehow I sustained on that, on those paychecks. I wouldn't have lived there. He sustained me. He said, 20 years, who knows how many years later, he mutchered himself to go to participate in the bar mitzvah of his grandson. As a curse at Torah means he understood the Torah that he got because he sustained it. He gave him food. He gave him parnasa. The Torah said, this is the Messias. We have to work on it. It's something that's really missing in the world today. And that's why we have problems because of spoiledness and our issues with our friends. We don't realize the constant Torahs that we're getting from our friends. So we say, okay, I'm not so good in Be'om or Habrino, Rebbe. Be'om Amokum, that's my field. Zal tell us, Fakir, you're not going to be a Makir Torah to your friend. Soifa, you could be a koifa be'ika. Because a Kodesh Baruch Hu is native and native and native. We should be standing there and screaming, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I love you, you're so good. Hasonis ha'olim kulo, our benching should be different. Our bracha should be different. That's what bracha is all about. Our connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu is different. Why? Kodesh Baruch Hu, every second is giving us. We don't recognize that. Yeah, well, today and goes away again. Hashem gives you food every day. He sent you money from here. He gave you this, he gave you that. Okay, very nice. But today, what's on the menu today, Hashem? Today's not going so good. You're living, you're breathing. Every second is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where's your Akkor HaZatoyim? Soifa Chas V'Sholom is dangerous. Those who excel, Yizircha V'Eiz Hashem, the emes and midah, that the world was created to be a noisei, to be a giver, to be the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chazal say, Parashat Bo, the Rashi Ramban says, to come to the base measure, to call after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our davening would be different, boys. If we emes and makir toivis, our davening would be different. Baruch Aleinu, Shmako Aleinu, we don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the one who's made him. We recognize that in Gansin, and Dr. Chinuch, that is doing all the brachas. People think, where's the brachas, where's the... People don't understand, they bench with Kavana, or the emes HaKadosh HaToiv, Dr. Chinuch, for who she yigrai. That's going to be the problem. Hashem wants to be made, says the Chinuch. But he just wanted one thing. I want you to recognize it's coming from me. That's all. I don't care. No, do we recognize it? The Chinuch, all the brachas, we have unbelievable brachas on the Chinuch. If a person would recognize it, die. But you say, it's beneficial for everybody to work on themselves, to be kind, this midah, to work on it. Yisirchah to emesah, koresah toiv, yisirchah to all the brachas on the Chinuch.